Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Major Andrew Fox is a former British Army officer and Middle East military specialist. He's got extensive first-hand experience in conflict zones, background in analyzing media and casualty reporting. And we just wanted to talk about the latest events taking place in Gaza and his thoughts on that. And why it was a perfect segue is we just see so many so-called intelligent people all around the world just falling for misinformation, disinformation, and for the deliberate lies that is very much part of this conflict. It doesn't mean that there isn't real tragedy. Of course there is. But how do we distinguish one from the other? A very good morning. We haven't spoken for way too long. I'm hoping you're well.
I am. Thank you. Just back from Ukraine, so I've spent a few days off recovering, but ready and raring to go.
Wow. It's like, bees to honey, you and these conflict zones, right?
Well, somebody needs to report to them fairly, so that's what I try and do.
Well, that's what we rely on you for. Let's just talk about what is happening in Gaza. Donald Trump says 2 to 3 weeks, he's going to wrap this whole thing up. There's a horrible event yesterday that took place where innocent people, it would seem, have been killed. Give us an update in terms of where you see this war at the moment?
Look, you know, I slightly struggle with the strategy right now. I think tactical action is returning ever decreasing security gains for Israel, because unfortunately the information war that you spoke about the disinformation and the misinformation really is running the world when it comes to Gaza at this stage. And my concern is that continued operations in Gaza are actually making Israel less safe. Because they're degrading Israel's international standing, and Israel's in real danger of pariah state status at the moment. I think we're at a point now where it's not a stretch to say that some governments could start putting in kind of South Africa apartheid era sanctions on Israel if this continues the way it's going. And, you know, Israel's never tried to fight the information war, and I think that has been a mistake since the start. But the good news is that the pressure the IDF is putting on in Gaza City does appear to be forcing Hamas to the negotiating table, which was always, I think, the best outcome from this phase of operations, because it gets more hostages home. And, you know, Hamas is defeated. Hamas is absolutely ripped apart as any kind of entity with the ability to threaten Israel at this stage. So that's war goal one is pretty much completed. They're not removed from power, but they are certainly heavily, heavily degraded. Mm. And so my focus personally, if I were sat in Jerusalem as PM of Israel, would be on getting the hostages home. And I hope that Mr. Netanyahu does take that deal if it is one that is possibly palatable to Israel.
Because there's no question, following what you're saying, the longer it goes on, the more opportunity there is to have events like the one yesterday happening, and this is what happens in a conflict zone.
Absolutely, and mistakes happen, errors happen, crimes happen, and we don't know what the kind of circumstances of yesterday were. There was suggestions that the first round was fired at a camera on the hospital that might have been observing troops, but that's unconfirmed as yet. The bigger question is, what was the second round doing? These were tank shells by all accounts. What was the second round doing when there was a crowd of people on the balcony that was hit? So there are some really big questions to ask. But importantly, Israel is doing the right thing. They've taken it on the chin. They've said, yep, this is definitely a mistake. This is definitely something that we need to investigate. And they're going to investigate. So, you know, we'll all be watching to see the outcome of that investigation. But Israel has good form for investigating these kinds of errors. If you think back to the WCK kitchen, the World Central Kitchen strike, you know, excellent investigation. People were sacked. Procedures weren't followed. And that was externally validated by a retired senior officer from the Royal Australian Air Force. So, you know, Israel's got good form on this, and I hope they do a fair and open investigation and we see what happened. But as you say, this is what happens in a war zone. Stuff like this goes on. Gaza's no different to any other war. And unfortunately, in Gaza, these incidents have a disproportionate impact in the wider media ecosystem, and Israel is once again going to get hammered in a way that other armies probably wouldn't be.
Because the longer it goes on, the more people are worn down by it, and the more the repeated information, even if it's untrue, becomes reality. This notion of famine, where we are seeing photos that either aren't of kids who are malnourished, or they are of kids who have other conditions. We're not seeing any real photos, and yet everybody is, it's just being bought into.
Yeah, and that's the compelling power of kind of pushing it an open door. So they've spent nearly 2 years setting the scene for this. The IPC has been drip feeding warnings of famine that have never come true. Even one of their own reports got cancelled by their own committee because it wasn't good enough. And that was just earlier this year. And now what they've done is, if you look at who they've recently co-opted into the IPC's board, they've co-opted a bunch of activists, anti-Israel activists, to help write this report that has changed the standards and declared famine. But of course, this is detail, granular detail, that most people aren't interested in. They're just interested in the headlines. And at this point, the world's media is literally just reporting Hamas lines to take verbatim without any confirmation or any sort of journalistic integrity, and it's a very sad indictment of our media system, quite frankly.
It really is. We do need to leave it there. Major Andrew Fox, thank you as always, former British Army officer, giving us some very, very real concerns around what is happening at the moment and the dangers that Israel is facing, given the fact that the war is just continuing and continuing.